Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. On an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067 is the number.
All right, real quick. We have two TVs in the studio. They're both on the same. It looks like they're both on the same channel. Can I request a change?
They're not on the same channel.
Okay, but... well, I'm seeing Zion everywhere. It's Zion, Zion, Zion.
While we're requesting, I'd like to request something. We never see flops in here. I can't remember the last time I saw a flop on either TV.
Right.
The only time I ever see them is when I go in and hang out with the Matt and Matt show behind the glass. Well, and trust me, it's sporadic in there too.
Well, I'd rather see live sports than flops, which would be recorded.
I'd
like to watch the Aussie Open on one of the TVs. That's my only request of the day.
I don't really care what's on the TVs. I don't care about live sports.
Do you know who Weimer is?
No, but I like live sports.
Kacharov?
My fantasy is to have like the WSOP on the left TV and like the World Poker Tour on the right TV at all times.
Is that airing right now?
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
You want to see flops.
I don't know if it is.
But could you actually find it?
I'm not sure of that. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know if it's airing. I'm just saying in a perfect world, both TVs would have poker 24/7.
Okay. All right. Well,
we don't have all times.
We don't have poker right now. Sorry. There
would be no
Is
Zion.
That all you watch at home? Poker?
No, it's not all I watch at home. But because we're here and it's a sports motif.
Would your perfect world be The Bachelor playing poker?
No. Here's actually my perfect world. Are there four TVs? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are four TVs that I can see. Two in here, one in the producer studio, and one in Grant and Danny's studio. In a perfect world, flops on both TVs here.
Okay.
In Valdez's studio, we'd have a movie going, probably like Braveheart or Gladiator, something along those
right.
lines. And on the fourth TV, that's just it's a luxury. TV number four.
The Bachelor?
TV number four would have a constant loop of Game 5 of Caps Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup.
Gotcha.
It'd be so much of Lars Eller scoring the game-winning goal.
Right.
The celebration. That's a perfect world. In my world, the four TVs would have that running on a loop.
All right. Well, today I'd like to have live sports here on the left, so Aussie Open there, and then once Zion's done and they stop talking about his 22 points,
right?
Then I want to see Morning Drive on the Golf Channel because
sounds terrible.
We got a huge tournament.
But I do
at Torrey Pines in San Diego.
That's true.
With the Farmers Insurance.
So what would go on the other two TVs?
Well, I can't see them. So
that's true.
I don't care what's on those TVs.
You understand during the Christmas break, the two-man shows that NBC Sports Washington wanted me to sit in your chair to make it better for like the TV shots.
Right.
And I tried to do it, and it lasted for how long, Val? These 3 minutes?
It lasted 3 minutes.
Because first of all, I'm out of my comfort zone.
He likes to look at these
guys. I like looking at Valdez.
Yeah, he does.
Kind of looking at Drab, more at Valdez.
There's a lot. There's a lot of nonverbal communication that goes on.
A lot of nonverbal. I felt weird sitting there. I had to crane my neck to look at Valdez. We didn't have the same connection. Now, this is the worst seat in the studio, but it's my seat, and I've grown used to it.
Yeah.
This is the worst seat by far. Because every time I need to get to my seat, I have to squeeze by EB. Now, it's been paradise the last 2 days because he's been
out there. Right.
And I just walk through here unencumbered.
Correct.
And it's great. I miss EB. Want him to get better. Hopefully, he's back tomorrow. If not, you know what?
I don't really care.
Don't rush back.
Yeah.
Actually,
I love you. He can take 2 weeks off.
EB, I love you. I love your chair. Don't rush back, okay? Because you're sick, and I know you're not 100% at this point. I just
he hasn't
know.
Been 100%.
I know he's
months.
Not 100%. I'd peg him at about 40%.
Drabby, get on the mic. Pay attention to me. Do you think that Bickle got the flu from
yes.
Bishop?
Yes.
You do.
And I told you it was going to happen. And you didn't care. And I said, you don't care about anyone else but yourself. And you got him sick.
Well, hold on.
And Dukes.
And I got Dukes. Does Dukes use this?
No, he uses this one.
How would I get him sick?
And he brings in his own mic flap.
Germs. Yeah. There's germs all over the place. Yeah. You're hocking loogies on the floor
and
everything.
Bickle was sick. No. Bickle was sick before.
I don't think you got Dukes sick because Dukes wasn't here on Friday when you came back. He was already out, so on vacation. And then he got sick on Monday or Tuesday.
All right, but hold on a second. When I texted you either Thursday night or Friday morning, and I said, I think I'm going to try and make it today, which was last Friday.
And there was no pushback.
There was no pushback. You didn't say, nah, I'm not sure. Just come back when you're 100%. You didn't say, no, I think you should stay home because you're probably still sick and contagious.
Weren't you already here?
No, you were
already like on your way in because you were sleeping on the couch when I got here.
But I sent that before I came into the studio.
Oh, well, you sent it at 3 a.m.
Okay, well, I sent it at 3 a.m. That's before I left my house.
He's sleeping.
By the time I woke up and saw it, you were already here.
All right, so, but it's not like you said, hey, I think you should go home. You didn't care if I was here or not.
Once you show up, the germ's already here. By the way, I'm coughing. It might be a whole placebo effect.
Yeah.
I'm just sweating it.
By the way, you could have easily, and you knew I was not feeling great on Friday. So I could tell I was not feeling great on Friday. Yeah. He could have said, dude, just go home.
We told you that actually on the air.
I think this is.
I remember Cake saying that on the air.
Right.
He said, go home.
Yeah, but you weren't vociferous about it. You said,
no, I'm not going to tell you 100 times.
I think you actually said, yeah, you're here. You might as well stay.
Yeah, I mean, what difference does it make? Once you're already here.
All right. So I got Bickle sick. All right.
I knew I told you via text. I was like, don't rush back.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't feel that bad about it. I don't think it takes a lot to get him sick. So, like, I wouldn't feel that guilty about it.
All right, Valdez, you wanted to chime in?
I was just going to say, this is probably the sickest the show has ever been. I've worked on the show for over 10 years now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen you guys this sick in my life. I don't know what's going on.
It's just two of us.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Same week. It's probably never happened.
It's been building up for months, I feel like.
Eric has been his whole life, though.
When you get older and you're almost
50. Is that what
50.
It is? Is that your immune system?
I think it has something to do with it.
I think your immune system gets compromised. It clearly does as you get older.
As you age, I think, yes.
Now, probably at almost 50, it probably shouldn't be that bad yet, but maybe it is. I don't know.
And maybe it's just a tough flu season. It's been going around, not just on the show, elsewhere.
Well, you said your kids were sick.
Two of my kids had the flu.
My wife, she doesn't have the flu, but she's got a pretty bad sinus infection right now. I don't know if she got that from me.
Lurch has had a cough for 2 years now.
Yes, that is true.
I got allergies and I've got infections and I'm old. Hey, Radio Tees, 720 or ish. I'm going to give you the update on Barry Sanders.
Ooh,
jersey.
Very nice.
We need that.
Apparently, it was a big story yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, Dukes was talking about. Oh,
really? Was Dukes here yesterday?
I didn't think he was talking about it.
He said Barry Sanders hates me. And then. There was a tweet.
Absolutely, guys.
You tweeted out something.
No, the station tweeted out the awkward back and forth between you and Hall of Famer Barry Sanders.
Right.
And a bunch of people responded, including, am I ruining things here?
Maybe. No.
Yeah, just wait.
Okay,
let's do it now. Just do it now. There's no teasing.
No. We're into it. No, because I need more than 4 minutes.
Yeah, you know what you need? Well, first of all, you need tissue. Second of all, you just need more runway.
Do I have dried boogies in my nose
now? I think you're good. Okay. That would tilt me if there were just stuff coming out of your nose.
I'm driving in today, Drabby. I'm driving in on 66, and I feel a sneeze coming on. I got all this phlegm built up. Right? I got 8 pounds of phlegm in my nose.
You're
phlegmy. You're
a former lead singer of Motorhead.
I got 8 pounds of phlegm in my cavities, and I just feel it coming on. And I only have these little small napkins in my side door.
Right.
And so I had to sneeze.
Yep.
And you know what I like to do to get all that stuff out? I sneeze out of my nose. Most people sneeze out of their mouth. But I like to sneeze. I close my mouth and I let it all come out of my nose.
Oh, that's like a conscious decision. Yeah, because, you're able to do that?
Yeah, because I clear it all out. It comes flying out of my nose. So anyway, I sneezed and I had all this stuff and it came all over my face. It came all over my face. It was all over my mouth.
You wonder why you're getting everyone sick.
Yeah. My chin, everywhere. And so I almost had to pull over on 66.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was everywhere. I almost wrecked.
Yeah.
So I grabbed about 8 napkins and I cleaned my face off.
Yeah.
And I put it on my passenger seat. And
then
the valets at Homewood Suites might get the flu today.
Because, oh, man, Craig. Craig's going to be sidelined.
Jason, have you ever tried one of those? Are they neti pots?
Yeah,
where you take the hot water and you flush out your sinus system and everything?
Yeah, I tried it. It didn't work.
Doesn't work.
No, not for me.
See, now I can't stop thinking about the stupid cough, which I've had like 2 or 3 coughs.
Yeah.
Could be very innocent. My wife was taking Airborne last night.
Does that work?
I don't know.
That has to be a scam, right? Is it supposed to stop you from getting a cold or prevent you from getting a cold? You know what? Somebody's getting rich selling you Airborne.
I've never taken Airborne in my life.
I think I might have taken them once. I've definitely taken coldies. If I feel a cold coming on, like EB, pop a coldies like lozenge. I mean, if the cold happens, it's going to happen.
Well,
it makes you feel a little better, though.
I didn't know that the flu was Airborne. I didn't know you could get it just by sitting in the same room with someone.
I don't know
but
how
apparently
it works.
You can, because I thought you'd have to touch your face and touch something, and another guy has to touch the same object, but I guess not.
Oh, I don't think so. I think if you have the flu, you're just walking around emanating flu out of your body.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
How it works exactly, I don't know.
Yeah, I did not
realize. Though I did correctly diagnose your flu.
You did.
Thank you.
Yep, you did.
Put on my doctor beanie and said, flu.
You didn't just say flu.
I said flu or leftover sinus infection. But I think that could apply to you like 10 months out of the year.
Yeah, I know. It's been a bad year. Or a bad 6 months.
I think like July and August, you don't have like the sniffles or the cough.
Yeah,
other than that, there's a lot of hacking going on.
Have you ever mistakenly picked up your loogie cup and taken a sip of it?
This is going to make me feel ill.
Oh, because I put that on the right side and have napkins in there. See? McKinney, get that. I got napkins in. That's my loogie cup
just
right there.
So gross.
Because he starts off every morning hocking loogies into that cup.
It's really unsettling.
Well, I got to get it out of my system.
The best part is when he forgets to throw it away at the end of the show, and then I got to come in and clean the studio.
It's rare that staring I forget, but it happens.
Staring at your big phlegm balls.
Just disgusting.
But you're right. It's gnarly. Probably the sickest the show's ever been.
Yeah, this is the peak.
There's
the
no
peak
chance
sickness.
We've ever had two guys out with the flu the same week.
No, it's never happened. Unprecedented.
Well, not the same week, but back to back.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get an update on the Barry Sanders deal. If you missed it yesterday, you can go follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. We have a video of Barry Sanders when Jason awkwardly asks him to sign his jersey. So you can check that out.
And by the way, I told the world I was going to make it awkward.
You called your shot.
Yes, you did.
So we'll get an update when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. On an open line Thursday, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Yesterday, there were several tweets about the Barry Sanders interview.
Uh-huh.
Jason, they were saying you were unprofessional.
Really?
Yes.
Man, that's...
that it was amateurish.
Social media is just a monster. It really is.
But you called your shot. You said you were going to make it awkward and ask Barry Sanders to sign your jersey. And I don't blame you. That's what you've done for years. It's not the first time.
Yep.
And it was awkward.
I have your. I collect jerseys. I have your 1988 Oak State jersey when you won the Heisman and you pummeled Wyoming in the Holiday Bowl 62-14. I've got it in my closet. Would you be willing, and I'm not going to sell it, I promise you. You can personalize it. Would you be willing to sign the jersey for me?
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, it gave you... It's a great response. It's made even better by the fact that there's a delay because he's Skyping into the show. So it just adds that extra little layer of awkwardness, which I love.
So the Twitter idiots were saying I was unprofessional, that I shouldn't have asked them on the air.
Well, I agree with that.
Well, how else was I supposed to do it?
I love Twitter!
You're not.
I'm not supposed to ask him. I was being a fan. I wasn't being a radio
host. You're
fanboying
it up.
Yeah. I mean, I've got this jersey, and how many times have we had Barry Sanders on the show? Twice in 20 years? Maybe?
Yeah,
twice. It was an opportunity to ask him. The worst he could say was no, or maybe. Awkward radio is good radio, and I called my shot. I told everyone at 6 a.m. that when we had him on at 9:40, I was going to ask him to sign the jersey.
I disagree with Drab. It's kind of part of your charm. But I will say this. Maybe you do it at the end of the interview,
all right,
not at the beginning.
Well, the reason I didn't do it at the end is because we had him on at 9:40, and we have that hard out at 9:54. So I didn't know what we were going to be talking about at 9:54. I want to cram it in.
I know, but why would he do you a favor like that when he doesn't know who you are and you haven't even talked to him? You're like a guy who grabs him on the street and says, hey, sign this, basically.
Yeah.
And if you go to BarrySanders.com, the entire website is him selling autographs.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Yeah. That's his cottage industry. You're kind of taking a bite out of it.
Well, I think that he would do something in return because we were helping him promote his Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares pool.
You think he cares about that? They cut him a big check.
I understand that.
I wish they were cutting us a big check.
But what I'm saying is I would think that whoever was handling that part of it would say, all right, we can get that done for him since he did come on the show and promote his side biz. But the worst he could say was no. And here's the update. It was very awkward. Do you want to play it again?
Yes.
I collect jerseys. I have your 1988 Oak State jersey when you won the Heisman and you pummeled Wyoming in the Holiday Bowl 62-14. I've got it in my closet. Would you be willing, and I'm not going to sell it, I promise you. You can personalize it. Would you be willing to sign the jersey for me?
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, it gave you...
I think
I'll never not laugh at that.
Here are a couple of the Twitter responses, Jason.
All right.
Worst interview y'all have done in the years I've been listening. Was cringing waiting on the responses. The delay made the back and forth epic. Wow, that was awkward. So unprofessional. Huh. This one from Ryan. Very unprofessional and awkward, and it just goes on and on.
Right, everyone hated it. All right. The reason it was awkward sounding was because of the delay.
I'm going to tell you exactly why, because I couldn't stop analyzing this.
All right.
The lead-in is so like lengthy and wordy, and you can hear the earnestness in your voice.
You get shaky voice at the end.
Because
I was trying to talk too fast.
You're like buttering them up in like that minute clip.
Yeah, you had to throw in that they pummeled Wyoming.
Yeah, and you're kind of groveling to them.
I was trying to prove that I was watching him in 88, which I was, by the way.
Yes, you were.
By the way, I like this theory from one of the tweeters. This signals financial problems. Our beloved Jason is looking to sell it and knows exactly the market worth. Sad for Jason. Barry's a good dude.
No, but the reason I said that is because a lot of these former athletes don't want they don't want to sign jersey because they don't want you to hawk it.
Understood.
And flip it on, eBay.
I think you made that point. You said personalize it. That way
yes.
I mean, who's going to buy a personalized jersey?
Correct.
Merch.
We never really see Jason like that, where he's kind of... begging a little bit.
Right.
That's just a side of Jason that you don't really see. Yeah. And then all of that
He's done this in the past.
He's got a weakness for autographs. And, like, he just does. Like, autograph memorabilia.
Or pictures with random people that are, like, here to see PGC.
Yeah, like, Iggy Azalea shows up, and he's got to wait an hour to take a picture for her big ass.
Or who was it 20 years ago? The Undertaker, I think, was on Don really and Mike.
I'm sure she did,
Wasn't the Undertaker on the Don and Mike show?
Yes, he
stuck around for that.
And then you have that long lead-in, and then you just expect him to respond to it, and then you just get this long silence.
Well, okay, but that was the...
I know, but that's what made it so awkward and cringy.
I know. It was very awkward.
Jason.
Yeah.
How do you not know that an adult asking for autographs is embarrassing? Like, it's just a horrible look.
I know,
you're not 11 years old.
But again, I told you, I'm probably never going to talk to Barry again, and it was my one shot.
It was his opportunity.
It was my one shot.
But he's doing the cost-benefit analysis, and I think he knows the cost is he's going to get grilled on the air.
Got grilled by everybody.
It might be awkward.
Yeah, I got
but
killed.
The benefit is, if he does indeed get that autograph, and it ends up in a frame, and it's in his house. It's a conversation piece.
It was worth it.
And he'll be able to tell people, yeah, that's Barry Sanders from the Holiday Bowl. Right. He came on my show, and that's the payoff.
And by the way, Drabby, I told him, I said, you've never been asked this question before in a radio interview. And that's, I guarantee it's 100% fact.
He did look stunned.
Yeah, I didn't see him, but he did look stunned.
Yeah. What are you building up this Holiday Bowl thing? Like some game-worn jersey, because by the way.
No, not game-worn, but I was just kind of recapping the season.
Right.
He had 2,600 yards.
Right. Replica jersey. And
by the way, I did bet on the game, right. So I remember watching the game.
See, so if he's able to get the signature, put it in a frame, put it on his wall, anybody who comes over to hang out, to watch games, whatever, he can say, yeah, and I bet on this game. He goes through the whole thing.
Yeah. I think they were laying 14. They won by 48 or something.
He loves it.
So it was very awkward.
Is there an update?
So here's the update. Drabby comes in after the show. Remember, he said, I don't know how to get in touch with his people.
Right.
Because it was Rocket Mortgage setting it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he has a PR handler that was setting up the interview. So he comes in, and you can tell the listeners how this happened, but he comes in after the show and hands me a piece of paper with Barry Sanders' agent's email on it.
What happened?
A guy named J.B. Bernstein out of Vegas.
Okay. Nice.
And I said, oh, this is interesting.
Oh, I see.
And so can you tell the listeners and me, because I don't even know the answer to this, how that happened?
I think what happened was, since we were connected via satellite, they didn't disconnect right away, and Barry must have still had his IFB in or something.
Okay.
I think he could probably hear the show and hear us laughing at Jason.
Right. Making fun of me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then he doubled down. I think he grabbed his assistant there and told her to call back. They called the hotline, and she was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, here's what Jason's going to want to do. Here's the email address. Send it here, and we'll get it done for you guys.
All right, so it was Barry who made the decision.
I think it was, yeah.
Look at that. You won him over.
Barry was being a good dude.
That's right.
He guilted him into it.
Well, I didn't really guilt him, but just being a good guy. I emailed J.B. Bernstein out in Vegas, and I said, hey,
Tell him, hey, I'm J.B. too.
I'm J.B.
Say hi to Sister Bonnie.
J.B.
Did you do that too?
I'm J.B. Hey, J.B., what's up? I said, I'm one of the guys who did the interview with Barry this morning. I'm the guy who asked for the signed jersey. Anything you can do for me? And he responded within 10 minutes and said, here's the address. I'll get it done. I went to UPS store 20 minutes later and sent it off.
Nice.
Cost me $38 to send it to Vegas.
You did that with a quickness.
I did. I like
that hustle.
What were you going to say, Drabby?
Did you give him a return envelope?
I did. I returned postage.
Oh, yeah. You have to do that.
Nice.
Yep.
You can't send him your ketchup-stained jersey, as Valdez likes to put it.
By the way, there's no stains on it.
I know, but there's no stain on it.
It's just funny that Jason has worn this jersey for 20 years.
Yep.
And then it has this musk on it, and he's going to throw it in a frame.
But you know how good it's going to look framed if I get it back?
Hey, did you get
it's
the
look great.
Did you get the return envelope from the station?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Can you talk about the scam you pulled for years and years?
No, because I'll probably get arrested. But I included return postage. I sent it off. It's going to be there by Tuesday. I sent it regular ground.
You did?
Yeah. cheapest way.
Yeah, you squeaked it. You're squeaking Vegas.
But to and fro cost me $38, and hopefully I'll get it. I don't know when he's going to actually get the jersey.
Right.
Because it's going to Vegas. I don't think Barry lives in Vegas.
Did you ask him to personalize it?
Of course. Well, I told him that on the interview.
Yeah.
JB's going to be signing it.
Well, that's true. I'm going to have to match it up.
How are you
going to
get authenticated? You need a picture of him signing it, like put in with the jersey when it does.
He doesn't need authentication because it's just going in a frame in his office. It's not like he's selling it.
Yeah, but I would be salty.
You would need the
salty if JB Bernstein went out. Two Jason here, Barry Sanders.
That's what he meant by "I'll get it done for you."
Yeah. But anyway,
get it done quick.
But I don't think if it's framed on my wall, I don't think people are going to say, "Are you sure Barry signed that?"
Right. It was the end game will be worth it.
Yeah.
If it works out.
So that's the update.
All right. If you want to chime in on that or anything else, it is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. A lot of listeners thought it was unprofessional, awkward, but I agree with Valdez. There were others who thought that's the charm of the show.
That's right.
It is what
this
it is.
This is Matt Valdez.
We're 20 plus years in, and we're still white trash squeakers.
Kate still remembers getting grilled for asking Caron Butler for an autograph on the spot.
I was raked over the coals for asking him for an autograph on a trading card.
Yeah.
And he was sitting 2 feet away from me. He wasn't Skyping in from wherever Barry Sanders was doing that interview from.
That was at VCU?
That was at VCU. And then it was also where Brett was there, and I'll never forget this story. Brett leaves Richmond. Yeah, our former producer, Brett. Now the hot dog king of North Carolina, okay, and other bordering states soon to be, you know, taken over by sup dogs. I'm sure that's going to happen. He's on site with us at Richmond as we're doing the Wizards training camp bit. We do a live broadcast.
Right.
We're
at VCU.
We're at VCU in Richmond.
Yep.
Brett leaves and gets on 95. And it's driving on 95 the wrong way for an hour.
95
one
south.
Hour, not like
for,
five or 10 minutes.
For an hour.
Right. He's down near Emporia.
He's like, why am I seeing signs for Charlotte? And then he realized he was on 95 south instead of 95 north to come back to the D.C. area. I'll never forget that.
I'll also never forget that we each received a huge bag.
Biggest swag bag ever. It was literally an Adidas bag that was big enough to stuff a human body into if you killed somebody.
Correct.
You wouldn't even have to dismember them. The bag was that big.
Yeah.
It would stuff their whole body in.
I believe that's the last time we ever got a swag bag.
That might be true.
From the Wizards.
I mean, it had T-shirts, jerseys, socks, shoes, just everything.
Does Rob still work for the Wizards?
Yes.
How come he hasn't hooked us? It's been 10 years.
Bigger fish to fry.
He did it every single year.
I don't know. Can't tell you.
I mean, do we piss him off?
Not sure.
All right, go to Mo from Largo. I want to talk to Mo.
What's up, Mo? You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Mo?
Lurch, you know you're my boy, day one.
Uh-huh.
As far as I'm concerned, you good, B. I mean, all you did is ask for an autograph. You're a fan. I understand that you're a sports talk radio host, but at the end of the day, you're a fan, and it was just a matter of respect towards him if he took it cordially, you know? I mean,
right.
You didn't ask to exploit him. You told him you weren't going. Now, I will say this. You saying you're not going to sell it was kind of a, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he needed to say that.
Oh, yeah.
He maybe could have perceived it in another fashion, but at the end of the day, you could be. You could. And one more time, rest in peace, Morgan Wooten, great man, incredible legend, and he definitely set a lifeline for a lot of young males in the area.
Yep.
Thanks, fellas.
Yep.
Thank you, Mo.
That's absolutely correct about Morgan. Morgan was a great guy.
And Mo was a DeMatha guy, right?
Mo went to DeMatha. A lot younger than us.
Yep.
The reason I said that is because I didn't want him to think that I was just going to flip the jersey.
Right.
That's why I said personalize it. All right. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. It just came out.
Let's go to Greg in Fairfax. Greg, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey,
I completely support Lurch. I mean, we live in a society where everybody's afraid to do anything because social media is out there everywhere. You're a fan, first and foremost. He was fine with it. We need to just throw it out there. What the heck would you get? What's the worst that could happen? It turned out great. You're probably going to get it done. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to quit worrying about what everybody else is thinking. And you're right. Cringe radio is good radio. So that was pretty funny. But why not? I get sick and tired of people just not afraid to just, you know, do anything because of what everybody else is about to say about it. You gotta let it go.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the support.
All right, bud. You got it.
You
and Mo.
Broad listener support.
Greg and Mo, the only guys supporting me. Everyone in the studio hates me.
No, I don't hate it. I find it funny.
But everyone's killing me on social media.
I find it a little weird you're obsessed with autographs still at 50, almost 50. But look, that's your thing.
I always wanted autographs. I went up to, true story.
Autographs and pictures.
Do you have an autographs of the one seed? I think autographs.
By the way, I think the reason he said maybe and paused was because he was so shocked that I asked him.
Yes. Yeah.
He didn't know how to respond to
you
that.
But you have always been obsessed because you and Cake still want your picture. Was it with Robert Smith from The Cure?
It's still undeveloped. I tell you that is sitting on a roll of films in my office.
God, can you get that?
See, yeah, but he still wants it.
Where would I go to get, like, who develops film?
I don't know. Someone has to.
Plus, remember I took a picture of you behind Muhammad Ali?
Yes. Where is that photo?
I don't know.
I think
Cakes actually did the picture with Muhammad Ali, but Jason like stood like 10 yards behind him, and I took a photo. Right.
I was wearing like a quadruple XL shirt. I had the terrible haircut. I wanted that picture to die in flames. It's a terrible picture.
You know what's also a little bit ironic about this? If you send something in to the radio station here, good luck getting it signed by Jason.
Well, now, why are you lying? I sign everything.
It's always a pain. You always go, oh, God.
Do not. Now he's making stuff up.
That is the truth.
All right, so true story. I think I've told this story on the air before. But I want to say it was 1995, 96 in New York City.
All right.
I'm in the World Trade Center lobby before those psychos took it down.
Right.
And I'm with buddies, I don't know, and I see Andre Reed with his family,
okay.
Probably 20 yards away.
Right? Okay, it's a very random sighting.
And I'm the only guy out of my buddies who notices Andre Reed.
Sports nerd.
And Andre Reed was a stud.
Right.
All the millennials are going, Andre Reed, who's that? So Andre Reed was standing 20 yards away. I said, I got to go ask for an autograph. So I just pulled out.
You were compelled to do it.
I don't know if I pulled out some like map of New York or something, and some paper I had. And I said, I went up to Andre. I said, Andre, I'm sorry to bother you, but would you sign this?
Did you talk about his bowl game in college?
And I lied to him. I lied to him because I'm a huge Bills fan. Right. And he looks at me and goes, how did you recognize me? I said,
because he's not really tall.
No, I mean,
looks like an average guy. Like, he's not huge.
6'1". Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's not huge. But he's standing there with his family. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad, but I said, it's the only chance in life I'm going to get
chance
for
encounter.
Andre Reed.
Right, right.
And he goes, how did you recognize me? I said, I'm just a big Bills fan. He goes, all right. And so he signed it for me.
Right.
Andre Reed. And I said, thank you. Walked away.
Well, here's what I have to ask.
Where no idea.
Yeah. The follow-up is, where is that?
No
worthless
idea.
Autograph.
No idea.
It's in a landfill somewhere.
But I think he was looking around to make sure no one saw me ask him. He didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
He could have easily said, no, I'm sorry, man. I'm with my family.
He didn't want to get mobbed by people.
No, but he was a nice guy. Anyway, give your child a first-class basketball experience.
Do it.
Mr. Flame. And a first-class life experience at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Their goal is for campers to love basketball even more by instilling confidence. They teach the game. They have fun. They teach all day, every day. 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ with competitions, contests, guest speakers, 3 games per day. Instruction is the huge difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. You can register today. CoachWooten.com, spelled with 2 O's and 2 T's. That's CoachWooten.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're going to have Jason LaConfora, NFL insider for Radio.com, join us shortly. By the way, did you see him on TV?
Previewing the Kansas City game?
No. Previewing the KC game?
The answer to that is no.
He was covered.
He was with
Rome.
Rome, Jim Rome, yeah.
He's sitting down with Jim Rome, and he looked like cakes at our turkey bowl. Like, you could barely see any skin.
Who, Jason LaConfora?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Why, was he outside?
Freezing outside.
Yes,
they did all their bits outside.
He and Rome were doing a bit in front of a bunch of fans.
I want to say he had, like, a scarf, and he had a beanie. I mean, he had everything.
Well, the wind chill was 6 degrees.
I'm always going to have a beanie, especially if it's, you know, cold, single digits. I don't do scarves. Scarves?
Yes.
I was about to say, I don't do scarves. Can you say scarves or scarves?
I think it's scarves. With
scarves is the one seed. Can you get away with scarves?
I don't think so.
On this show, it doesn't matter.
I think on this show, it's semi-acceptable. But generally, in the real world, probably not.
Yeah, EB's the guy who wears
He's a scarf scarves. Guy.
Yes.
He loves him a scarf.
He likes to make sure he's covered.
He loves
angle.
His winter accessories.
Yes.
Is what he likes.
Anyway, Jason LaConfora is going to come on at 8 o'clock, and there's an article which Jason LaConfora kind of goes through what they call the Brady effect. Mm-hmm. If Brady were to leave New England, and he has Brady ending up with the Chargers, the fallout, kind of the dominoes. So, and this is all hypothetical, it's all guesswork, and we'll talk to Jason about this. But he has the Chargers landing Brady. So Brady would be in San Diego with some great weapons there.
In L.A. So I know it's LA. Still hard to get used to, but in L.A.
Then he has Philip Rivers landing with Tampa. So apparently Bruce Arians is intrigued by Rivers.
Mm-hmm. Also, he must love quarterbacks who just throw picks
all the time. Right?
Because he had Jameis who threw 30, and he wants to get Philip Rivers, who was prolific at throwing picks,
especially late
this past season.
He says Arians prefers vets, and this would be like when he got Carson Palmer in Arizona. So he likes the veteran quarterbacks.
And remember... Okay.
And he likes better quarterbacks, even though Rivers was awful this year.
Right.
And remember, Winston threw, you know, a billion touchdowns, but 30 picks this
and
year.
Remember, Rivers already moved to Florida.
Correct.
So Tampa would be a fit for him. So that would leave Jameis Winston available. He's not in Tampa. He has the Raiders snatching Jameis Winston because John Gruden doesn't seem to be sold on Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is kind of the wild card. So if Jameis Winston ends up in Oakland, mm-hmm. the next domino he has is Derek Carr to the Redskins because Jack Del Rio apparently got sized for Derek Carr when he was in Oakland.
So he's enamored with Derek Carr. There's a connection there. And
they went to the playoffs together. Carr was an MVP candidate.
When
back
Ron
then.
Rivera was hired, you know, he didn't he's basically saying we're not going to anoint Haskins from day one.
Mm-hmm.
He wants there to be a competition. He wants to push Haskins, you know, to the brink to see if he can get better in year two. And I don't think that's going to be with a Case Keenum-esque quarterback here. If you want somebody there to really push him, you would go out and get a Derek Carr type, somebody of that ilk.
Look,
I would
guess. Got three dominoes falling before you get to the Redskins with Derek Carr, but I'm wondering if Redskins fans would revolt from a move like that, or they'd be okay? Because I think most Redskins fans now are on board with Haskins being the starter week one, season two.
I'm on board with that too, but I'm not averse to having a capable guy backing him up if that's the role that you want to bring. Now, I don't think Derek Carr is going to want to come in and be a backup.
Correct. No. Correct.
But I don't have a problem pushing Haskins to be better, to improve.
Why would you? But I agree. There's no way Derek Carr is going to come in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't.
And if Rivera says, "All right, you got to compete with Haskins for the number one job," that's not going to happen.
Probably not.
Wherever he goes, if it's here or wherever, he's going to be the number one guy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the backup spot for Haskins. But I got to believe that, you know, Scott Turner had some nice things to say about Dwayne Haskins. I got to believe that they're all on board with Haskins being the starter in week one.
Mm-hmm. By the way, even if Brady stays in New England, some of this other stuff could happen.
Sure.
All right. I mean, Tampa could move on from Winston. They could get Rivers. Oakland could move on. I mean, some of these other teams could move on from their current quarterbacks, and I expect them to.
By the way, I can give you a brief Junkies Blitz brought to you by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. Some quarterback news out of Miami. The GM of the Dolphins said Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to be the starter in
really?
Week one. He'll start
you
in
know
2020.
What? That team, they were feisty down the stretch with Fitzpatrick at the helm. Did they win five games?
Five or six.
I think it was five games. Yeah. They weren't terrible with him. And the
they
connection.
They got bludgeoned in their first 2 weeks. Remember that?
Yeah.
They gave up about 100 points in the first 2 weeks.
We all thought that they were tanking, and then the second half of the season, they were pretty good.
The connection between him and Devontae Parker was a real thing by the end of the season. Look at that dude's numbers. From like week four or five on, whenever Fitzpatrick took over.
And by the way, the playoffs could be entirely different had the Dolphins not knocked off the Patriots.
Right.
Because the Patriots would have had home field advantage throughout. Now, they ended up losing at home to Tennessee, but they wouldn't have had to play in the divisional round. They would have had a bye.
I also read that the Dolphins owner, is it Stephen Ross?
Yeah.
He loves Burrow.
Oh, he does.
But he doesn't have the number one pick. The Bengals have the number one pick. So, and I don't think the Bengals are trading that pick
you
to give up
think.
Burrow. So you'd have to offer the world and more to get that number one pick.
And sticking with the quarterback news, Robert Kraft did give hope to Patriot Nation, saying that they plan to bring Tom Brady back. So that is their plan. My bet would be that he's going to end up in New England, right?
Yes.
Are you going to bet? Is anybody here betting that he's going to leave New England?
Well, I'm not going to bet, but my theory is he would stay.
Why don't you bet and give me 1,000-1 that he leaves New England?
Right, okay.
Can we do that? Can we discuss that?
I'm not giving you that. But the Dolphins, if you know, they bring Fitzpatrick back, they are going to have a rookie quarterback.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're hoping that Tua is there at number five.
Right.
And you start Fitzpatrick, you bring along Tua, you make sure he's healthy. You groom him in your system. When he's ready, you plug him in.
But Tua should be there at number five,
you
right?
You think.
Because the Redskins at two, they're not taking a quarterback. The Giants are not taking a quarterback. Who am I missing that comes before?
The Lions, maybe?
The Lions are at three.
The Lions are
at
three.
I think Giants are at four.
The Giants are at four. Yeah. Lions are at three.
Okay. The Lions could.
Could.
Because Stafford had some injury issues.
They could. Never know. Or trade out.
Been around for 11 years.
I still think you're going to keep Stafford there.
Yeah.
Because, look, the Lions, you know, Matt Patricia and company, the GM there, I think this is Quinn.
Yeah.
They've been given an edict by the owner. You better be competitive and have us in the playoffs next season.
Yeah, they're tired of the losing.
That doesn't ring to, you know, we're going to take a quarterback at three and start over.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we will talk to Jason Lockenfora, now an NFL insider with Raider.com. We'll talk about all these quarterbacks who potentially could be on the move right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.